Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Afternoon Show with Christian Arcan and Andy Hart starts now on WEEI.
That was the voice of Drew Bledsoe. He joined Jones and Keefe earlier today. Had some insights onto the quarterback situation here in New England. Talked about how he sat 3 games his rookie year and how that helped him, how it slowed the game down a little bit. It was something he felt that definitely made a positive difference for him his rookie year. I didn't catch if he said anything about redshirting the whole year, if he would have rather done that or not. But
shut
I imagine probably not.
Shut your pie hole.
But he did say, yeah, and listen, I mean,
boob.
We're talking, hey, it's your idea, Andy, not mine.
It's a good idea.
Okay. Yeah, Gerard Mayo disagrees. But it was...
I don't know if he does.
Well, he said the best way to get better at football is to play football, did he not?
And then he didn't play the guy that needs to get better at playing football.
Right, but he's not playing him yet.
He's red-monthing him.
We'll see if he plays him or not. We'll see how many games he gets in. You want Drake Mayo to play this year, right?
Oh, yeah, week 1.
So then you, what are you talking about? Then you don't think it's a good idea.
Because, I think it is a good idea, but I need, that's why you need the rule to take the decision away from people like me that are, you know, overly impetuous and just want to see, and like the long-term stability of the quarterback, the team, and the league would be benefited by the rule. I said it a million times. I don't know how much more clear I can make it.
But you also think Drake Mayo should play this year?
Under the current rules? Absolutely.
Okay. Just making sure I got all this straight.
Yeah.
Anyway,
clear it up in your mind.
No, it's very clear. I don't necessarily agree or think it makes a lot of sense. But either way, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. The 4 quarterbacks who we're seeing now in these first 2 games here: Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Jordan Love, and Jalen Hurts. None of them played right away. Not one of them started week 1. Some of them played in their first season.
Right.
You know, Love didn't play for, you know, 3 years, but like Hurts played in his first season. Jackson played in the second half of the first year when he was out there with Joe Flacco. Mahomes was a true redshirt, and Love redshirted for like almost 3 seasons. So there's a bit of a mix there. Nobody who was plug and play right away. That I think is maybe a little bit instructive here when it comes to these guys and their careers going forward. And how these are 4 of the premier quarterbacks in the league. All 4 of these guys were on our list, right? Of our top 10 quarterbacks, we all had these guys. And not one of them started week 1 their rookie year.
Yeah, and I think, not to be a coach here and every situation is different, but those 4 guys right there are 4 very dramatically different situations.
Sure.
You know, who they're behind, first of all. Patrick Mahomes, they traded up to get him, but I think with every intention of sitting him behind Alex Smith, who was a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback, who had won, whatever it was, 11 games the prior season. They were a good football team with a good quarterback, so they didn't have to rush. Jordan Love was obviously sitting behind a Hall of Famer, maybe the most talented quarterback in football when he arrived in Green Bay. Lamar Jackson maybe the most unique quarterback to enter the league in the last X number of years, where you're talking about full commitment to building and designing an offense around him. So I think that would make sense, especially considering the way he plays. And then Jalen Hurts, we get into a different world here when you're not a first-round pick, right? There isn't that pressure or presumption that that guy automatically plays for the Eagles.
Sure.
And I would also say he's
Jackson
a,
was like end of the round, first round, too, so there wasn't the same kind
right.
of pressure on him
he
either.
He was 32,
yeah.
I think.
Yep.
I think he was. So you kind of two guys later in the process, but also Hurts is a unique player as well. Not necessarily a standard runner, but also not necessarily a standard pocket passer, with some kind of questions about his game coming into the league. So each one of those is different, and that's why this situation is different. Without my rule that you hate, without the carte blanche rule that everybody redshirts, this is why it's so difficult, because there's so many factors. Drew Bledsoe turned out fine, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So he played, got hurt.
Well,
realized,
until Mo Lewis hit him, but yeah, he was fine before then, yes.
That was 8 years later
was,
or whatever.
It was many years later, that's true.
After he had been to a Super Bowl, he was a Pro Bowl caliber MVP candidate at times, like all of those things. And he realized sitting that there was some value in that. But I think he also probably would acknowledge there's some value to playing early and figuring it out and confidence and earning the trust. Remember when Mac Jones got absolutely walloped by, I think, Dexter Lawrence, was it? The guy from the Cowboys just absolutely smoked
sounds
him from
right.
behind.
Yeah,
and
sounds right.
All the linemen, David Andrews, I think, was first at the podium, was like, we learned something about our young quarterback. Like, you don't want to see him get hit like that, but you learn something when you see him get hit like that. There's that whole process of becoming a leader and a tough guy and a guy guys want to play with and for and all. There is so many layers to this development of leadership that each situation is different. And I keep going back to, I was kind of comfortable, I guess, playing Jacoby Brissett. Right up until I saw him play this summer in this preseason, and he was worse than what I had in my mind.
Yeah.
And that factored in for me.
I think that changed a lot of people's minds
about
this whole process, yeah.
And that's a factor here. You had a plan. You have a guy with experience. Yes, he's done some things. He doesn't turn it over, whatever. But he looked like crap when we saw him this summer against bad teams.
Right.
That's the other thing. I know there's this idea like, oh, Drake was playing against backups. So was Jacoby Brissett. Nobody they played their starters. He was playing against backups too, and he doesn't look good. And I think that really, really swayed the opinions of some people toward just play Drake May. He's better.
Yeah, certainly. I think that that's a good way of looking at it. And all four of these quarterbacks too, by the way, weren't sitting behind a Jacoby Brissett. You know, Jalen Hurts was behind Carson Wentz, who at one point was a serviceable quarterback.
Right.
And I think in that last year is when they sort of realized maybe he wasn't anymore, and then he was off to the Colts and sort of bounced around since then. But, you know, we know Jordan Love was behind Aaron Rodgers. We know that Pat Mahomes was behind Alex Smith, who was a Pro Bowl caliber, and Lamar Jackson was behind Joe Flacco, who won a Super Bowl and I think was a Pro Bowler too. So, like, you're not looking at that situation here. And that's points that have been made over and over again that, you know, Drake May is not sitting and learning behind some all-pro future Hall of Fame, and not that all those guys are, but, you know, like even a Pro Bowler in Jacoby Brissett, he's sitting behind a journeyman. He's sitting behind a guy who's probably better suited as a backup and has more value as a backup than he does as a starter, and I think that's what's getting people more impatient about it. That combined with the fact that you're right. In these preseason games, Brissett looked very rusty. I mean, you know, not necessarily ready for prime time. Not as good as he looked even in the two times we saw him with Washington or Cleveland or, you know, some of these games where, or some of these seasons, I should say, where he got into these games and looked okay. He looked lost out there.
And I always thought Jacoby Brissett, when you watched games, and this sounds mean, it is mean, but the truth is never mean. So he was worse than his numbers a lot of times when I watched him. Like, he wouldn't make mistakes, but I saw him just miss throws. You know, which to me are mistakes. They're not turnovers. They're not pick sixes going the other way. You know, like a guy like Carson Wentz ended up being really sloppy with the football later in his career.
Yep.
Turnovers, ugliness. And you may not get that from Jacoby Brissett, but they're still missed opportunities, missed plays, mistakes by the quarterback. And when you're not going to make any plays, and I don't really think he's a playmaker. At his best, I think he's a game manager, no wow, no mistake kind of guy, and I just don't know who really benefits from that. And it's a good point you bring up. I think all four of those quarterbacks that we're talking about sat behind guys that probably signed $100 million contracts at one point in their career.
Sure.
So That's a different story than you said it yesterday. I think Jacoby's biggest deal was $30 million when the Colts kind of made him their starter
right.
for a period of time.
After Luck retired. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that, not that money is be all end all, but it tells you what guys were thought of at one point in their careers.
And how the team looked at him. Yeah, of course.
Right, right. So, yeah, I mean, I know we continue to just tuck this into the ground, even though Gerard has been pretty adamant that Jacoby Brissett was the plan. Jacoby Brissett is the plan. And Drake May is going to play at some point. But I think the bulk of Patriot Nation wants to see Drake May. We still get some that are like, you want to get him killed behind this line? There's still that. But I feel like that is the minority voice. It's not the it's a vocal minority at times. Most people want to just see the guy they think is better play.
Yeah, 100%. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hear more from Gerard Mayo and the Kansas City Chiefs rookie wide receiver Xavier Worthy, the fastest man alive, according to the Combine and according to the NBC Sports broadcast team last night, was a big factor in that game. He accounted for, 50% of the Chiefs' offense, I would say, there with those two touchdowns. We'll talk about the Patriots wide receivers and could they maybe help out Jacoby Brissett and or Drake May, and if any of these guys have the potential to do that. We'll do all of that right after Tom Carroll, who is relocated into the back room.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tells you what's trending. Early on, looked like my under bet was not doing too well, and then it ended up, if you had the 46.5, not doing well. Not a particularly high-scoring game, but those first two drives, a touchdown from Derrick Henry, who had a pretty quiet game after that, and then Xavier Worthy, the rookie wide receiver, little guy out of Texas, had the sweep and also a touchdown reception. A big impact on that game. And, you know, the Chiefs, when it comes to that team, the rich always seem to just get a little bit richer. It was Mecole Hardman last year was their main receiver who didn't, you know, wasn't like he set the world on fire or anything. But Patrick Mahomes is proving that as long as he has Travis Kelce out there and some competent wide receivers, and that's, you know, not including Kadarius Toney, but other wide receivers who can at least reel a catch in here and there, that he can go out and win Super Bowls with just that. And doesn't need Tyreek Hill, but I'll tell you what, I was getting Tyreek Hill, visions of Tyreek Hill dancing through my head as I saw Xavier Worthy really just leaving the competition in the dust there. And that is not a, that's not a slow defense over there in Baltimore. That is a very, very good, strong defense, and they seemed like they were in quicksand next to him. It's not necessarily a Patriots problem, because Patriots would have had to trade up to get someone like Worthy, but Andy Hart, his teammate in Texas, A.D. Mitchell, who also ran, I think, like a 4.35 at the combine, yep. Those two Texas guys both had crazy combines, and they go with Jalen Polk, who's not slow. I mean, he ran a 4.5, but is considered more of a possession receiver, a little bit more of a safer guy, not necessarily a big-time playmaker like an Adunze, like a Malik Nabers, like a Marvin Harrison, or like, in this case, as we saw, Xavier Worthy. Did his performance and the preview of some of these other wide receivers, does that have you reconsidering maybe going after Polk there in the second round, or just the way they constructed this roster in general?
No, silly. They already have their speed burner. His name's Tyquan Thornton.
And he did have a game his rookie year where he had two touchdowns. I think it was against the Bengals, right? Or was it against Cleveland?
So
I think it was Cleveland. One rushing touchdown and one receiving touchdown, and then you never heard from him again. That was okay. The only game he ever did anything.
Well, maybe this is the breakout season, or comeback player of the year season, as you would probably call it, for Tyquan Thornton if he has a big year. Xavier Worthy is interesting for me. I thought A.D. Mitchell was the better receiver on his team.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted the Patriots to take A.D. Mitchell. Apparently, he had a lot of red flags, but they also took a red flag guy in Javon Baker, so I don't know how you...
Sure.
I guess he had more red flags or whatever.
He was still available in the fourth round. It's different, but yeah.
Yeah, you're right, and the timing is definitely a part of the consideration, but I never thought... I thought Worthy was going to be one of those guys that he gets the freakish speed, and then he gets overdrafted, and people expect him to be more than he is because he's really not a great receiver. He's a good receiver who runs really fast. But in that offense with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, I don't think he's ever going to be Tyreek Hill necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
But he's probably going to get opportunities to make the kind of plays he made last night, get the ball in space, get matchups. That's a creative quarterback with a creative coach. I think that may be the perfect landing spot for him. And it's weird, because remember when everybody went all icky balooky about Clyde Edwards-Helaire, that he was the best fit, the perfect fit when
sure.
they got him the end of the first round? Like,
mm-hmm.
I think everybody was like, there's your rookie of the year.
Yep.
You'd let the Chiefs get Clyde Edwards. And it just never worked for whatever reason. It never clicked for him, for them. I wonder if Worthy, because they've been taking bites at this apple for a while, like Mecole Hardman and Toney, different guys. I think they're trying to say we can make more of these guys than they are, and it hasn't really worked. I wonder if Worthy is finally going to be that guy, and if he is, look out, because
yeah.
they already have Pacheco to do the ground and pound or pound the ground thing as he runs, and you got Travis Kelce, I don't think is done. I don't think this was necessarily a representative game of, oh my God, he doesn't have anything left. So if Worthy looks anything like he did last night, that's a scary proposition, adding that to the Patrick Mahomes offense.
Yeah, it certainly is. And I completely ignored Rashee Rice, who's had a tremendous rookie season and is now playing, despite the fact that, I don't know, I thought when you get busted with a felony that you don't necessarily just get to go play an entire season. No strings attached. Well, we got to wait for the legal process to play out. Yeah, do you? Or, you know, some of this may be a little cut and dry. Guys out there, you know, racing, hitting people, and causing injuries to all these people. But no big deal. Just let them play. No problem there. He had a great rookie year. He had 7 touchdowns, almost 1,000 yards on 80 catches, second only to Travis Kelce. So there was him,
yep.
too. I didn't mean to leave him off there. But still, even with him, not exactly the type of offense that you look at. Not the Bengals offense, not the Dolphins offense, in a passing situation, that's not what you're necessarily looking for. You know,
they started Juju. I think that tells you, you know, there's some opportunities or holes or jobs to be won in that offense. And Juju, as Patriots fans must have enjoyed, dropped a touchdown pass.
Or I know.
At the goal line. I don't know if he would have been in.
You know, right Mahomes there. Was trying to get it to him too, right? Like
yeah.
that was very clear. They were like, all right, let's get this guy in the end zone, show everybody he's still got something.
Dropped
he
it.
Takes a hit in the back and drops the thing. Yep. You know who Worthy reminded me of a little bit last night?
Who that?
Marcus Jones. I feel like Marcus Jones is capable of making those kind of plays.
Oh, me too.
He in kick returns usually, but he did have that one play. I want to say it was against the Jets, where he lined up in the backfield, got a screen pass, and just took it to the house like no one touched them. And that's the only guy I really look at. I mean, Thornton's fast, straight line fast. I don't find him to be particularly shifty or able to make guys miss. But Marcus Jones, and we'll see if he, you know, is that same kind of guy coming back from the injury. But he, people forget about him. You know, so people sort of forget about what he was capable of doing, what he looked like he could become after that rookie year. I didn't think he was just a return threat. I thought he was somebody that you get the ball in his hands however you can and let him just go. And it seemed like most of the times when they did that, he was able to make some plays and a lot of times get in the end zone. Is Marcus Jones somebody who could maybe surprise people on offense this year?
I don't know that the opportunity will be there unless injuries create the opportunity, and they already maybe have. Antonio Gibson is dealing with a hip. But I think, as Tom Curran told us yesterday, you now have a passing back who has some Rex Burkhead to him. And I like the comparison because I do think he's sort of a pass-catching back who can be more than that, give you some traditional runs. You also have DeMario Douglas in the slot. In recent years, they've been lacking both the passing back and the slot receiver, so I thought there was more opportunities 2 years ago for Marcus Jones. You remember he had the long touchdown. I actually wanted Marcus Jones to become a full-time offensive player. Now I think you've filled out your roster a little bit differently, and you actually need him more on defense, although I think he's better with the ball in his hands than trying to prevent other people from getting it in their hands.
All right.
I'm still not sold.
I'm not 100% sold either. I'd like to say, I thought he was going to make a big impact last year before the injury, and we'll see. We'll see if he's able to do that or not. We have some breaking news.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Patriots injury report just came out, and City So, the guard, listed as out for Sunday's game in Cincinnati.
A DMP. He is not going to be playing. City So officially ruled out. I think a lot of people maybe saw that coming.
Did we just use a breaking news sounder for City So being out?
Yes,
that's
we
kind
did.
Of a big deal.
He's
Boy,
your starting left guard. Yes, absolutely we did. I 100% think that is breaking newsworthy. When one of your start
Lord.
On a bad offensive line when one of your starting guards is out.
City So.
God forbid news. We try and build a little excitement, Andy. Jesus.
But that's the state of the team, right?
Yes, it is.
City
you're excited
So.
That he's out?
I'm not excited that he's out, but I do think it's big news.
Oh, no, we suck again.
I mean, kind of, yeah. City So, out. I mean, this is one of the guys I was relying on. I mean, I felt like this is one of the guys that you felt like, all right, well, there's nothing really going on at the tackle position, and right guard's kind of a mess, but at least you got City So and David Andrews and Mike Onwenu. You don't have City So now. It's basically just Onwenu, Andrews, and who the hell knows on this offensive line.
Well, we're going to get Laden Robinson. You're up on him. You like young players playing. He's going to build. He's ready to go. If they think he's ready to go, that means, you know, they think he's ready to go.
Well, now he has to be ready to go. It doesn't matter if they think so or not.
Nick Leverett, I guess, is going to probably be your starting left guard.
Sweet.
And then Chuks Okorafor, and Gerard Mayo talked about it today, left the door open possibility at all positions, but certainly the offensive line for rotating and maybe a group of seven guys having to play at some point, both due to health, both due to conditioning and the heat or whatever early in the season. Yeah, it's not great.
No, it's not. The rest of the injury report looks like this. There are no players listed as doubtful. Questionable to go on Sunday is Antonio Gibson dealing with a hip, Vidarian Lowe with the abdomen injury, and Josh Uche with a foot. The following players have been removed from the injury report altogether. That'd be Hunter Henry, Anthony Jennings, Jonathan Jones, Dietrich Wise, O'Shane Jimenez, and Christian Ellis with two S's. And there you go. So generally, you got a pretty healthy team out there, but that is, I think that's a big loss not having City So.
I guess. I mean, he's your starting left guard. So, yes, you want to have five starters out there, and they don't have a great backup, although I think Nick Leverett's probably better as a backup guard than he is a backup center. He's a veteran experience kind of journeyman guy. And the depth is as much a concern to me as anything. The fact that I don't love a bunch of these guys, and you're already to a backup at maybe both left side spots with Chuks Okorafor instead of Lowe and then Leverett instead of So. So you've already eaten away at depth that isn't really there. So what the hell happens when one or two of these guys has, you know, rolls an ankle or something on the turf at Paul Brown? So, yeah, it's not great. It is. There's no way to put lipstick on this pig. I keep saying it. Scott Peters, if it succeeds, he deserves, you know, we talked about him, could he be a scapegoat earlier? Well, he could also be your assistant coach of the year if he can take this chicken and make chicken salad out of it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if anybody be able to do that here. Not even Dante. So you know, this is an offensive line that I think is going to have some real issues with or without City So. So maybe yeah, in that sense, it's not the biggest story in the world. But it is your very first Patriots injury report. I thought it was breaking news worthy. And if you don't like it, suck it. All right. I mean, this is my show. I'm sitting here, and I'm going to tell
you. What was that?
You heard me.
Wait, can we re-rack that, Stiz? Did he just say it's his show?
Yeah. I'm sitting here in the one chair. I'm driving, and it was my call to do the breaking news there. So if you don't like it, take it up with take it up with somebody else.
I would say if I don't like it, then show up for work.
Well, that too, yeah.
That would be my take on that
situation.
You
can also do that, yeah. You weren't here to talk me out of it, so there
right.
you go.
Right.
617-779-7937 is your phone number as we continue on here with the news that the Patriots offensive line already in bad shape, going to be without their starting left guard, City So. So there you go. And listen, that's not nearly, I mean, it's much worse news for the Bengals, I think, this injury report, which has T. Higgins as doubtful and Ja'Marr Chase as questionable, both of them dealing with some nagging injuries there. If T. Higgins doesn't play, and Ja'Marr Chase does, let's just say, for example, what do you think that is going to be something that affects the line? Is that maybe going to, if neither one of them play, you already said that doesn't affect who you think is going to win this game, right?
No, but I would say it affects the line. And
definitely
it
will affect the line. Yeah.
Is affecting the line as we speak, and it affects maybe what you do defensively. I think we all look at the Patriots secondary and we want to know how they're going to use Christian Gonzalez, right? We talked to Jonathan Jones on Tuesday and he said Christian Gonzalez is definitely that alpha corner who wants to match up against the best. Well, if T. Higgins is out, then the best is Ja'Marr Chase. And do you choose to just put Christian Gonzalez on Ja'Marr Chase and, you know, have a welcome to sophomore year moment and see what he can do against that?
No, I double Ja'Marr Chase the second he gets off the bus is what I do. If he's the only one out, that's what you do with him, I think.
I would as well. Yeah. But you can do that with manning up. You can have safety help. You could have him follow Ja'Marr Chase and then have safety help. Although I don't know who the safety is. Maybe the safety is Jonathan Jones. He's played a lot of safety. I would say I take that as a good thing that he was upgraded to full health on the injury report, Jonathan Jones. I think you need him. I don't care whether he plays safety, slot corner, outside corner. If Jonathan Jones is not on the field defensively, I think that is a very bad thing for the pass defense and a very good thing for opposing passing attacks. So that he got to full health late in the week, I think is a good thing. Ja'Marr Chase thing, I don't know if you've read some of these comments where he's like, yeah, I'll play without an extension, but it's my decision whether I play Sunday.
I did see that, yeah.
I feel like he's kind of milking it, and I'm assuming he's playing. Like, that's just, if you're going to say the words, you know, it's a little bit like Matthew Judon. Well, I signed my name on it, so I have to play under the contract. And I think if he says, I'll play without an extension, then I think he's kind of telling you or showing his hand. He's still putting pressure on the team to get the last offer, final dollar, whatever. But I think he's telling you he's going to play on Sunday.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. This just reminded me, Stiz, if we have this, Gerard Mayo was asked about the offensive line in his press conference today, and he talked about how they're going to be maybe rotating some guys. They have to do that now. I mean, if City So's out, then I 100% think that that's going to just be something that they are forced into doing, kind of backed into a corner here and then have to do. Do we have that cut, Stiz, if you could play it? This is Gerard Mayo. He was asked earlier today. Hold on. We'll play it for you in just a second here. In the meantime, let's go to the phone. 617-779-7937. Bob is in Londonderry. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, guys, enjoy the show. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Bob. We're doing well.
Well, you know, after last night, I admit I'm not the biggest fan, but I do like watching football. And after watching those two teams last night, I know they're the elite in the league. Boy, when you now have to face reality of what's going to be going on the field in Foxborough, I feel so bad for these people who have supported the Pats to watch the embarrassment that's coming, not to mention even last year and the years before, even when they win, it's very, very lackluster and it's very boring. I'm at places where there's fans. They're such fans. They have Patriots tattoo artwork. They're not even really cheering at all. And I think this year you're going to see reality between the coaching staff, and it's not going to be a very good outcome. That's just my opinion.
All right, thanks for the call, Bob. Now, Bob sounds like an old-timer, so he knows what the no offense there, Bob, but like he remembers a time when the Patriots weren't very good. I think it's sort of easy to forget about that. I mean, there's been some very lean years for the Patriots in the 80s and the early part of the 90s, the very early 90s. I mean, they were the worst team in the league. So, you know, it's not like this is something that's totally foreign to everybody, maybe to some younger fans. But yeah, I mean, it's not going to be pretty this year. And I think that the last night hammered that home a little bit as well. Here's Jerod Mayo from earlier today.
We anticipate on the offensive line, whoever the starting five is, not necessarily playing every snap this first game here.
I mean, that's under consideration. I think you have to, once again, going back, like, everyone has their own level of conditioning. And so if someone's tired, then we'll get them out.
Okay.
What if someone stinks?
Yeah. Like, what if they're just getting spun around and giving up sacks left and right and just completely getting the quarterback killed out there? Like, that you got to get them out too, I think. And now it's just a little bit leaner than it was before, and an unfortunate situation for this team, already thinned offensive line to be in. Now, Vedarian Lowe is questionable to go. He may end up not being able to go either, but I think at this point, you need him. Like, you absolutely need him out there. As questionable as his abilities may be, you need bodies. I mean, this is what it's come to.
Yeah, and I think, I know you're not really supposed to, I guess, influence a player who's injured to kind of put the team first and his body second in modern sports, but I think you're trying to impart a little pressure on Vedarian Lowe and say just what you just said. We're going to rotate some guys, but I need you to give me at least some rotational snaps. Give me the first quarter, and then if you're feeling it and you can't stay, you know, you gave us a quarter at least, and we can try to figure out the final three quarters or whatever it may be. Because, yeah, it's a terrible situation that is worse now than we expected it to be, and we thought it was going to be really bad. Like, there's no left tackle. If Vedarian Lowe doesn't play, there's really no left tackle. You got Chukwuma Okorafor playing left tackle. I think we've seen he doesn't play left tackle because he hasn't played left tackle. And when he's been out there, he hasn't looked good at it. And they took him out of that job very quickly.
Yes.
In practice. They didn't want him there. Except now they got him there.
Now they need him there.
So they have at least three guys projected to start in Cincinnati in spots they didn't want him to be in. Mike Onwenu, they wanted back at guard. Like, they showed that early in camp, and then it's like, well, I guess we got to put him back to tackle. And then Nick Leverett, I think they want to be a backup. I don't really think they want him to be a starter, and he's going to be starting for So, and Laden Robinson is a rookie. I think they like him. I think they're probably maybe the most okay with him at the guard spot that he's going to fill. But this offensive line that we thought was going to be potentially disastrous is doing nothing this week in the next day or so to ease our concerns. In fact, the concerns are being magnified.
Yeah, agree with that 100%. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We'll continue with your phone calls right after this. I think that could end up playing a role in some of these games. But I usually, when I think of conditioning playing a role, I think of that being the difference between two close to evenly matched teams like you saw last night, right, Andy? Like, yes. Two of the best teams in the AFC. What's going to be the edge? Well, Patrick Mahomes is the greatest player of all time, and the conditioning maybe in Kansas City is a little bit better or something. Like, that can be the last little piece of it that sort of nudges you over the finish line when you're playing a team that has equal or something close to equal talent. But the Patriots are going to be on the other side of that talent debate almost every single way. I mean, it's going to be, we know what this is going to look like. It's going to be beyond conditioning, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, talent is an issue. Talent is always an issue. And they have talent questions. They have coaching questions that, like, the teams last night don't have to deal with so many things the Patriots have to. Like, even, I don't know if you watched the pregame show, and Sims sat down with Mahomes, and they were talking about some of the trick plays and the different things, and he's like, yeah, Coach Reed and Kelsey are always egging me on to try stuff and do stuff. Like, that's how good they are, that their head coach is egging on Patrick Mahomes to throw behind his back. And, like, we're trying to get a quarterback that can just line up, take the snap, make the right read, you know, like, we're debating Drake May, is he ready, and Jacoby Brissett, can he still play? And their head coach is egging on Patrick Mahomes, I bet you won't throw behind your legs. Hey, well, you do it between your legs next time, behind your back, whatever. Like, that just shows you the complete different world that the, and to some degree, Lamar Jackson's the same way. He's a freak of nature in a different form. And the talent that was on display, like, I don't know if people realize Isaiah Likely is a playmaking tight end.
Yes.
That wasn't a one-off. He's developed. They're a two tight end team. They probably have I'm just going to go off the top of my head here, the best two tight end team in football with Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely.
I'd probably agree with that. I can't think of another one, so yeah.
And Zay Flowers is a budding star out of BC that I wanted the Patriots to draft a couple years ago. They added Derrick Henry, even though that didn't pay off last night. The amount of Hamilton, their safety on defense, is kind of a freakish athlete. Those two teams, Chris Jones, mm-hmm. you see him early, just dominating.
Yes.
And unfortunately, that made me think immediately of Christian Barmore, who I think that's what you're hoping, is he develops into a Chris Jones type, and to remind you that, oh yeah, we have enough talent issues as it is, and our best player probably isn't going to play this season on the defensive side of the ball. But yes, conditioning is always an issue early in the year, but when you're the less talented team and you might lose the conditioning battle, well, that's a scary, scary thought.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff to overcome there. By the way, another team, some good tight end attack. How about Chicago Bears? Cole Kmet and the kid from the Chargers, Everett. I mean, that's a pretty good 1-2 punch
that's
right
good.
There. I don't know,
because I like Cole Kmet a lot. I think he's developing into an elite tight end.
I like him a lot too, and I liked Everett a lot in with the Chargers. I'm surprised he didn't get a starting role somewhere.
You tell me the Patriots don't have the best tight ends in football?
I like Hunter Henry. I don't know that Austin Hooper is the best backup, but he is a backup, and he has played. He had 1 or 2 years in Atlanta where he was pretty good, but
yeah,
it's been a while for him, you know.
For a one-off signing to add depth to a position, I think Austin Hooper is fine. Like, he adds a second capable veteran tight end to the mix, and I actually think if you were a good offense, if you were one of these offenses where we're listing, you know, Kelsey and and you know, good talent around him, Hooper would look better. The problem is, like we saw in the joint practices when Hunter Henry was hurt and Austin Hooper became the number one option, and you're like, good Lord, he's the number one option.
This is rough. This is rough stuff we're looking at here. And Jaheim Bell, the rookie, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what these guys end up looking like when the games actually start. 617-779-7937. Let's go to the phones. Tony's in Bridgewater. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, guys, good show.
Thank you, Tony.
You know, Mayo, I have no confidence in this guy whatsoever, and I'm sure the players know.
What guy?
One thing I know for
what
sure.
What guy? Well, hold on, Tony. What guy are you talking about?
Mayo.
Mayo. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
But I know one thing for sure. By before the end of September, your lines are going to be crushed with the people that were bashing Bill, okay? Because they're going to miss Belichick more than they miss any other player. I'm sick of the excuses already. The season hasn't started, and they're already throwing in excuses. The worst offensive line 3 years ago was the Cincinnati Bengals, who made it to the Super Bowl. You can offset this with screens, with draws. You can play it up. They're already tanking, and the season hasn't started.
Do you agree with that? That people are going to be clamoring for Bill Belichick by week three or whatever it is you said there? You think that something's going to happen?
I think there will be some people, and one of them may or may not be producing our show, Stiz Grimy.
Yep.
But I think the real honks for Bill will probably get louder, right, as Gerard Mayo struggles. But two things can be true. Bill needed to go, and Gerard Mayo might be the wrong guy. Those can both be true.
Sure.
Like, Bill needed to go, but you should have hired Vrabel, or you should have got some offensive mastermind, or whatever. So, no, I don't think whatever happens with Mayo will change the fact that time had taken its toll on Bill Belichick and the Patriots, and it was time for him to go. Also, the Bengals didn't offset their offensive line problems with screens. They offset their offensive line problems with one of the best quarterbacks in football, Joe Burrow, throwing to one of the best wide receivers in football, Jamar Chase.
And by the way, Burrow got the crap kicked out of him and then had to miss a year. So, like, you know.
Well, no, but that was his point was they went to the Super Bowl with a terrible line, which is always my point.
Mm-hmm.
When you have the quarterback, they usually overcome the terrible line somehow, some way. They either run, they get rid of the ball quickly, they find a way. And that's where I'm hoping Drake May is the guy, because if Drake May is the guy, it will make the offensive line less of a concern. We'll still be talking about it, and we'll still want to tackle in the top of next year's draft and all that. But Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes both proved you can be really good with a really bad line. They both lost Super Bowls because their line was horrific, but they were in the Super Bowl, so that's not all that bad.
617-779-7937. Tim is in Hanover before the top of the hour. Go ahead, Tim.
Guys, love the show as always. Andy, you're 100% right with that on the offensive line. We looked at that game last night. Both teams had two dynamite quarterbacks and two awesome offensive and defensive lines. These guys played with the quarterbacks, with a line like that, They got no issues, man. They're going somewhere. That's where we've been screaming for 4 or 5 years. I watched that preseason game, and I tell you, the right tackle let this guy in and slammed. I forget what quarterback was in at the time, but I tell you what, that's a right tackle, never mind the left. So we're gonna be in trouble. 14 points or more, I think they're losing by this weekend.
All right, thanks for the call, Tim. I don't think the Ravens have a great offensive line. Right?
No, it's young.
It's not a great offensive line. They have a good left tackle and a good center,
right,
but that's it.
Stanley's good, and I think they're – but, again, a good quarterback, and then especially a good athletic quarterback, finds a way to make it work. I don't know if it'll work for Derrick Henry in the long run if their line doesn't piece it together a little bit better than they were last night. I think he's talking about Chukwuma Okorafor at the right tackle spot, who struggled in that preseason game and is now your left tackle based on how everything has unfolded in recent weeks.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Either way, it's not a great situation. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. When we come back, we'll go through the Patriots schedule, week 1 through week 17, and we'll find the wins and we'll find the losses. I think Andy Hart's still on the 0-17 bandwagon. We'll take a closer look at that with all the matchups and your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.